Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. It's the fastest growing talk show in the country, and you're part of it. Don't you feel proud? I do. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, heavy rains dumping all over Michigan the past several days, creating big problems in Wayne County for sure. Flooding in Detroit, it's been a mess. State of emergency there. Number two, overdose and death numbers skyrocketing in Michigan. What can we do about it? And number one, the Whitmer administration is recommending masks for school kids this coming school year. I can't even make this up. Yeah. Masks for school kids this coming school year, so suggests the governor. It's a terrible idea. It's a terrible idea. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services issued a layered strategy to guidance indicating that they have priorities of promoting vaccinations and face masks are second. Come on. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, they put out a graphic likening mitigation measures to a holy piece of Swiss cheese. Each of them individually would not stop the virus from spreading, but only all five would stop the spread, including mask mandates. But some folks not particularly impressed, like Beth Deshone from the Great Lakes Education Project. She is the executive director. Gretchen Whitmer is recommending districts force kindergartners and elementary school kids to wear masks at school next year, but she's wrong. The science is clear. It's unambiguous. Vaccination rates are rising. Young children are by far the lowest risk of contracting, experiencing serious symptoms, or transmitting COVID-19, said Deshone. Parents have had enough, she said, and there's no question about that. Of the government telling us what we can do, when we can do, and where we have to wear masks, and what our kids have to do, without any scientific evidence backing up any of this nonsense anymore. And you have to wonder, where are the teachers' unions in all of this? Because it's not clear if the MEA, the Michigan Education Association, was involved in crafting these new demands. Some schools saying right from the beginning they'll not be adopting this. According to an article in Breitbart, Hudsonville Public Schools informing parents Friday they would not be adopting the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services mandatory mask recommendation. At this point, masks will be optional, said Doug Vanderjet. We will not be COVID testing students throughout the school year. These are just recommendations. We do not plan on testing students unless you as a parent would like your child tested. So there you go. The pushback has started from the school districts who have had enough as well. They've had it. They're not going to take them here. So I saw over the weekend, I was at the northern compound while the southern compound was getting inundated with lots of rain. And parts of I-75 and 94 closed in Metro Detroit. But here's what I saw on social media, and I'm like, are you out of your minds? In fact, the Michigan State Police, credit to those guys and whoever put up the Twitter comments, chiding people for basically putting on their swimsuits and going down to flooded highways and swimming. I mean, there's oil, there's gas, there's car parts, there's sharp objects. There's also the possibility that sewage had overrun into the water is nasty. And these folks are out swimming in it. Hello, come on. You can do better than that. But apparently pump stations failed in Detroit. That, according to the Detroit News today, 28 of Metro Detroit's freeway pump stations didn't have power or had mechanical problems on Saturday afternoon. That, according to the Michigan Department of Transportation map, 7 pump stations had communication issues, meaning they could be shut down or working, according to the map. Nobody knew. Power outages, pump houses getting overloaded with too much water in a short amount of time. The rain that fell, somewhere between 4 and 6.5 inches, depending on where you were, 4 and 6.5 inches. Yeah. Michigan sub. Now, this is infrastructure. This is real infrastructure. The system was overwhelmed. Michigan subpar pumper stations have been a continuing problem. Half of the 166 pumping stations in poor condition, according to an analysis the Detroit News did back in 2019. Mm-hmm. Down from 58% in 2016. They're trying to get 90% of these pumping stations into good order as soon as possible. The Davison Freeway was America's first depressed freeway when it opened in November 1942. But when you put a freeway below grade, you've got to get the water out. Well, therein lies the problem. You can't get the water out, and so you have big challenges. Here's another big challenge facing Michigan. Opioids, fentanyl, heroin, all of these drugs. At least 2,400-plus Michigan residents have died of drug overdoses in 2020. 2,417, that according to data from the state's interactive online dashboard, created to highlight current trends in the opioid crisis. The state unveiling its opioid dashboard last week. The dashboard will help support the work of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and community partners. Last year's provisional total for overdose fatalities isn't complete yet, because December is still not complete, but the 2020 total will be higher than the 2,354 listed in 2019, significantly higher anyway. The record was 2,599 in 2018, but I'm going to tell you, it's going to get worse. 2020 May was the worst month, 309 overdoses just in May. So that's obviously a concern. Meanwhile, Governor Whitmer has looked out of state, has hired Preston Elliott, a veteran campaign manager, as the Michigan gubernatorial election looms. According to multiple Democrats with knowledge of Elliott's hiring, Preston Elliott has a record of running far-left candidates throughout the nation. And he's here to control the scandals that are going on. According to Mike Benarian, communications director for Michigan Rising Action, Governor Whitmer knows that the people of Michigan have had enough of her destructive policies, and this new hire is a desperate attempt to cling to power. I believe they might have that one absolutely correct. Yeah, they might have that one absolutely correct. This part of the program brought to you by Craig Stiles, Ameriprise Financial. You can get a hold of Craig at 517-483-4893, 517-483-4893. Anywhere in the state. I mean, you have to have a plan. Yeah, it's all been pretty rosy lately, but when it's not, what do you do then? If you're close to retirement, then what do you do? Craig Stiles, 517-483-4893 at Ameriprise Financial. You can also get his proprietary Decendary approach to giving you a custom plan just for your investments, your goals, your family, your future. Craig Stiles, 517-483-4893. Quick break, I'll be right back.
Your time to shop early while the selection is at its best is ticking away. Celebrate your 4th of July with a bang. It's Sparky's Fireworks Outlet. 3731 Ann Arbor Road, just a half a mile east of the East Michigan Avenue Mine. Get the biggest boom for your buck at Sparky's Fireworks Outlet. Save even more with a Sparky Bundle. Don't let your 4th of July fizzle. Get to Sparky's Fireworks Outlet early and save big before it's too late.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million.
Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Do you know what a concussion looks like? Did you know that 9 times out of 10, a concussion doesn't knock someone out? The signs and symptoms of a concussion sometimes don't manifest themselves until after the game. So learn what to look for. Visit the MHSA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting value and values of educational athletics.